Welcome to Local Talk Wednesday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in our seven-county listening area in central Iowa. I am your host for today, Susan Franzen, together with my usual co-host, Paul Wearson. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Susan, and hello to everyone out there.
If you've been listening this week, you probably know that we are in the first Wednesday of our spring fun drive. Do you think our listeners know why this is fun?
Well, one fun thing is that we're celebrating the latter half of our fourth year on the air here at KHOI, and that is something to celebrate. I remember when we went out in the weeks before we went on the air to interview the mayors of all the Story County towns surrounding Ames.
Those were the first road trips that we made, and it's when I discovered that each town has local people who were proud of it and a special character, and you seem to know something about every place we went. I thought exploring those towns would be something valuable for KHOI to do and something fun for us to do together.
It certainly was, and so here we are, and here you listeners are, knowing that we are trying to bring you the stories about this area that you can hear only on KHOI. That's why we hope you will become a member if you're not already.
And this is a good time to do that. Our current our membership goal is 25 new members with basic membership of $55 per year, though more is appreciated.
And every dollar will be matched by a generous matching grant of $15,000 provided by some of our most loyal members. So a basic membership is worth $110 to us. So just call us at 515-231-9155, give online at khoifm.org, where you can also press the donate button today. Or text us. You can do that this year, too. It's 515-200-7758.
Before people get tired of hearing that message, though, let's get to our program. We've been talking about Story County, and our program today is full of children here. And, well, you'll hear all about that. But we'll be hearing about the upcoming Midwest Children's Choir coming up the next week, and we'll be listening to some amazing students from Sawyer Elementary School in Ames. And we have a preview of the poets appearing tonight at the Pantorian session. But now we have our monthly feature with Story County Outreach and Special Projects Manager Leanne Harter. Hello,
well,
Leanne.
Yes, hello,
welcome,
good morning.
Leanne. Update us on how you've recovered from the last time we were talking about the lightning strike at your house.
We are in the process of recovering from the lightning strike. Our house is currently under construction. It's being rewired. We had an elevator that is being decommissioned, and we're celebrating the fact that in a few weeks we'll be back to normal, whatever that may be for the harder plan.
Just in time for spring and summer.
Just right? In time for spring and summer, exactly.
Well, what's going on in the county? Tell us all about it.
Well, I just have a few things to share this morning. April is pretty exciting. It is the celebration nationwide of National County Government Month. So if you check out our social media, we'll have facts and figures next week about county government. I don't know if you remember last time I was here, I gave you some trivia questions. You might want to dust off your answers and respond.
Wow.
Yep, you'll have to remember what I asked. But this year's theme for that National County Government Month is Brilliant Ideas at Work. And I think as a nationwide theme, that sums up what counties do to help the citizens of our great country. We also, I'm very excited to share that starting next week, on a quarterly basis, Story County will have four pages in the Sun. The Sun is that newspaper that goes to every household in Story County. We've partnered with Gatehouse Media, who is the publisher of Ames Tribune and the Sun, and we'll have news and updates from Story County every 3 months. It's going to be a great, great tool for our communications.
Yeah, and everyone gets a copy.
Everyone gets a copy, and it even goes into kiosks and stands throughout Story County. And then we'll send some to city halls and libraries, too, for people to read. Then, moving ahead to May, I want to share with everyone that Public Employee Recognition Week is May 7th through the 13th. Story County has over 250 employees that dedicate, and many have dedicated their entire lives and professional careers to Story County and the citizens of our county. The theme is holding our public servants, connecting citizens with their government this year. We'll be doing some events that week to honor our public employees. But I encourage those that come into whatever building that is home for one of the Story County businesses to thank those employees, because it's not always a very glamorous job, but people have put their heart and soul. And I'm so proud to be a Story County employee, too. Then, switching gears from employees to our citizens, we are soliciting nominations for the Citizen of the Year Award. This will be our third year in a row we've given out, the Board of Supervisors has given out the award. It's to residents of Story County who perform meritorious service above and beyond what would be expected of a citizen. So I don't know if you remember, our first two were George Belitzos of YSS.
Oh, who founded the
founded youth. YSS. And then Mayor Wally Loney from McCallsburg. That was our first two. So I think just knowing who the inaugural members of the Citizens of the Year Award tells you how high the standards are set, how high that bar is.
Well, I was going to nominate Susan France until I heard that.
I think that would be a wonderful nomination. Efforts demonstrate creativity, vision, leadership, and citizenship by providing service and to programs and activities that positively impact the welfare of the citizens of Story County. We're accepting nominations through April 24th, so it's right around the corner. People can email me or call me. I'll give my contact information at the end, or go to the county's website and get a nomination form. It's a one-page sheet. The only thing, current county employees or elected officials are not eligible. So if you're a current employee or elected official, we can't count you this year. But so anyone out there, it's open. And then switching gears to the non-humans, to the animals in our society, the animal shelter. And we have a fantastic animal shelter in Story County. Sue McCaskey and her staff devote so much of their time and energy to not only the animals they serve, but the human friends that go with those animals. But they're having a fundraising garage sale on April 21st at the animal shelter. The animal shelter is located just west of the city of Nevada. So if you take Lincoln Highway from Ames to Nevada, or Nevada to Ames, just as you go down the big hill past the water plant as you're coming into Nevada, if you're heading toward into Nevada, it's going to be on your left. If you're heading to Ames, it's going to be on your right, just at the bottom of the hill. If you have anything you want to donate, you can contact the animal shelter, and the money raised will directly benefit animals. It's a fantastic event. It is April 21st from 9 to 4. And then some news and announcements from Story County Veterans Affairs. There's going to be a Freedom Bus. We've had several Freedom Flights. Now the Veterans Affairs is setting up a Freedom Bus to the Middle East Conflicts Memorial Wall. And that new mission is set to go in April or May of 2018. So they're starting the fundraising right now. But they're also putting the call out for those interested in going along with that trip. You need to contact Brett McLean, who's the Director of Veterans Affairs, and his phone number is area code 515-956-2626. That's 956-2626. And to go along with that, on Friday, May 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Moose Lodge, just here in Ames, north on 190th, there's a Veterans Appreciation Day. It's open to all veterans. Lunch is provided at noon. There's a benefits presentation from 10:30 to 11:30, and then a band is playing from 11:30 to 1, so lunch and a show. So wow. It'd be a good time. And, again, contact Brett with any questions. These are wonderful events, so that veterans and their spouses can get an idea of what the benefits to which they are definitely entitled. And then last but not least, for my updates, we are hosting our semi-annual blood drive. that's not right, biannual, but twice a year blood drive. Story County started doing this a couple years ago, partnering with the Red Cross. We do one in Nevada, and that will be on May 5th, Friday, May 5th, at the administration building from 11 to 4. And the day before, we'll actually be here in Ames at the Human Services Center on South Kellogg, same time, 11 to 4. You can contact me. I'll get my number here shortly, and I'll set up an appointment. Or you can go to the Red Cross website at redcrossblood.org, so redcrossblood.org, or 1-800-RED-CROSS. And my contact information is lharter@storycountyiowa.gov or 515-382-7247. Lots of exciting things coming up in the next couple of months.
That is for sure. I'm really intrigued by that veterans bus. You referred to a memorial wall. Is there a wall in Washington now with the folks who were killed in the Middle East conflicts more recently?
It's actually in Mersey, Illinois.
Oh, it's in Illinois.
It's in Illinois, and that's why the bus is going to be able to travel there within a day over and back.
I wonder how it became how it came to be in that part of the country. It's amazing.
I will do some research and get back to you on that.
That would be fun to find out.
Yeah,
because,
it would. I agree.
You know, we all know about the Freedom Flights. And when you said bus, I should have realized it was a shorter trip.
So yeah.
It's in Illinois.
It's in Illinois. I hope I said Mersey right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and who do you contact about
it's
that?
Brett McLean, who is the director of Story County Veterans Affairs, and his phone number is 515-956-2626.
We'll try to get that on our website when we put up our... Yeah.
And I do have some flyers on it that I can send over to the station, too, you can put out there.
And think about who you'd like to nominate. I was really pleased with Mayor Loney. He was not one of the ones who responded to our call to be interviewed before we went on the air, but I have heard about him particularly from Ann Campbell, about what a wonderful mayor he was. And I wanted to especially emphasize that. What's his town?
McCallsburg.
He was Mayor McCallsburg. And, you know, this is this program is for the people around the county. So if there's somebody in your community that you would like to see nominated for that award, why, let Leanne know.
Yeah. And Mike Meets was the nominee and award recipient last year for his many years of contributions to Story County conservation and our natural resources in Story County. So again, he set the bar high as well. It's a fantastic program, and the people make up Story County. That's what our stories are all about, and this is just a way to highlight what those stories are.
Well, that's our stories too. We tend to highlight and look for the people who are making a difference in our small towns around the area. And, you know, I when we do have someone selected, I think we're going to have them as a guest on our show, Susan.
We're
going to have to do that, aren't we?
I think Mark was here in the studio, wasn't he,
when
that award was made. But I know Leanne has children to get to school.
I do.
And we have some more guests. And so thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, and have a good rest of the week.
Yes, thank you, Leanne, and I hope things settle down at your house, too.
I do, too. Wait, next month I'll report positive news.
Okay. Well. And we'll introduce our next guest from Ames Children's Choirs by playing a piece of music from the last Midwest Children's Festival in 2015.
Well, that's the incomparable sound of a children's choir. It's a unique sound and beautiful. And you know, by the way, this is KHOI Community Radio, and our next guests are here to tell us about the Midwest Children's Choir Festival. It'll be held on Friday, April 21st, in Stevens Auditorium here in Ames at 7 o'clock. And welcome to Sean Stevens, Executive Assistant, Ames Children's Choirs, and Dr. Christina Sveck, Director and Conductor of the Concert Choir. Welcome, Sean and Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Sean, you might introduce Christina to us here.
Well, Dr. Christina Sveck joined the Ames Children's Choirs just this past fall, and we're delighted to have her as the conductor of our concert choir. We have three age-based choirs, and the concert choir is the oldest choir.
As a matter of fact, Sylvia Munson, who I think founded the Ames Children's Choirs, was in school with me. She grew up in Story City.
Did she?
Yes, she did. So I know Sylvia and her family very well, and I've followed the very early development of the children's choirs here in Ames. So she created a great tradition, and now I'm sure it's continuing with great aplomb. Right?
Well, I've actually gotten to speak with her about it some. We spent some time together last summer, and she approves of me.
Well, you've got to have that approval.
Yeah, but actually, when I was a beginning teacher teaching elementary in McKinney, Texas, I heard the Ames Children's Choir at a conference over, I think it was in Minneapolis, and it had just a profound effect on me as a young teacher. So it's actually quite amazing that I ended up back here.
Yes, well, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
And tell us about this festival that's coming up here.
So it's a wonderful opportunity to bring choirs from around the community farther and nearby, as well as children from the surrounding schools and their teachers as well, for an evening of, you know, just to celebrate music with so many voices together. It provides just a wonderful experience for the children to be surrounded with other children singing like that, and for the teachers to get to spend time with like minds and like voices. So we're going to be doing that on Friday, the 21st. Our guest conductor is going to be Dr. Susan Brumfeld from Texas Tech, Texas, or from Texas Tech University down in Lubbock, Texas. And she is well known in this area. She's just a masterful pedagogue of both elementary music curriculum based on the philosophy of Zoltan Kodály, as well as children's choir literature. She does a beautiful job composing pieces, and we're actually going to be singing several of her arrangements at the Midwest Children's Choir.
How many children's choirs are coming? Do you have it all booked up?
Well, we invite teachers to send up to 10 select singers from their school.
Okay.
So we'll have, in addition to the guest choirs that we bring in, we do the first half of the program, I should back up and say, does include three guest choirs: the University of Northern Iowa Children's Choir, the Northfield Youth Choir from Minnesota, and our advanced choir, the concert choir of Ames Children's Choir. And then the second half of the program will include those choirs plus the festival singers that have been selected by their teachers. So we'll have a total of 375 singers on the stage of Stevens for the final mass choir performances.
This is going to be wonderful. And it's April 21st. Mm-hmm. What time is the concert?
It's a 7 o'clock p.m. performance.
Well, you know, I'm just always impressed with the children's choirs. And what is it now? You know about vocalizing and all. What is it about boys' voices that's so unique that it was prized through the ages? You know, boys' choirs we hear about. I know you've got both boys and girls, mm-hmm. but what is it about the timbre of a boy's voice?
It's that pure, pure sound that boys are just... I completely agree. There's just something about that beautiful, pure tone. I wish I could give you statistics about it right now, because I know there's been research to actually define the difference. You know, with young girls, there tends to be more of a breathiness, especially as they go through puberty. And then once they're out of puberty, they lose that breathiness. But that tends to start in elementary, whereas boys, they have this pure sound. There's something with the chords. And next time I'm on, I'll give you a better definition.
Yeah, I'd like to see the research on that, because
sure.
I know that through the ages, boys' choirs have been valued.
Oh, yeah.
And I know just as a layperson that there's something about the timbre of their voice that's not the same as soprano or, you know, any of the things we have as adult demarcations of vocalizing. So
I've always wanted to know. So when you find out more, tell me more.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a tremendous logistical thing. You've got to have all these people come into town and be accommodated. And these are all folks you know, I suppose, who are directors and leaders of these choirs. And they bring some select people from their choir to perform. Is that right?
That's correct. And they arrive at Stevens about 12:30 to 12:45 in the afternoon on Friday. And we have an afternoon of rehearsal that is done with the guest clinician, Dr. Brumfield. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity for these singers to experience a festival and sing with hundreds of voices on the stage of Stevens. It's just a huge memory for them and hopefully for the audiences too.
Well, I think it's going to be a great thing to attend. And it's an honor to you and all the folks who've organized this to have this held here in Ames. Is this going to be an annual event, or is it an annual
event? This is a biennial event. This is our 14th Midwest Children's Choir Festival. And so when we don't hold the Midwest Children's Choir Festival, we, on alternate years, have a Celebrate Singing Choral Festival that is for choirs, local choirs, as opposed to the select singers. So we offer two festivals in opposing years.
Well, you know, when you found a children's choir and have one, it also creates a culture. I noticed one of the hometowns of these is Northfield, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I'm a Luther College graduate. We have the Nordic Choir, and our competitor is the St. Olaf Choir, which is in Northfield, Minnesota. And that must have fostered a culture of a children's choir up there, too.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, in the Midwest and North Midwest, children's choir culture up here is overall, in general, just really rampant. It's actually quite incredible coming from the South. We have children's choirs, but it's not just something that everybody does as much as they do up here. It's quite amazing.
Now, that's an interesting observation,
mm-hmm.
a regional difference.
And oh, yeah.
And you're saying this is already much more preeminent up in this area.
Yeah, you know, just singing itself is very much part of culture up here, unlike it was in various other places in the country. You know, that's really indicative with, especially like my undergrads, they can all sing in tune really well, which, you know, whether or not they play an instrument or whether or not they play, you know, if they're instrumentalist or choral, they all come to me able to sing in tune because they've been singing all their lives through children's choirs, through church choirs, through singing at home. Singing is just in Iowa. It's an Iowa thing. It's kind of really lovely.
Well, my home district here is Roland Story.
Ah.
And we have great vocal people, both at the middle school and high school level. So if you have competent people at middle school, what a feeder program for the high school. And just to give you an indication, our 8th graders, just a few weeks ago, put on Into the Woods flawlessly.
Now, Chris Johnson is the director.
Chris Johnson,
right?
Yeah.
We had him work with our kids, the Ames Children's Choir, on Friday as part of our Des Moines tour. He's just absolutely wonderful. Such a gem to have so close by.
And, you know, he's really created a lot of excitement up there because every 7th grader is in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. We didn't have enough gowns, you know. So
well, that's a fantastic
It really
problem.
Comes down to, and I think Sylvia Munson's reminiscent of the same situation, a founder who gets things going and creates the culture, and it becomes so rampant that no one wants to be left out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you have auditions for the children's choir, I imagine you have a real respectable turnout too, you know.
We're hoping this will be the first audition after I've been here, so it would be wonderful.
I hear it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Why, thank you.
And then you have to make difficult choices, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I predict that you're going to have a fantastic experience in Ames, and you'll have an existing culture that you'll find very supportive to what you're trying to do. And I think it's so wonderful to have this festival here because it puts us on the map.
Mm-hmm.
It puts us on the map. Now, how many performances will the children's choir do in the course of a year, the Ames Children's Choir?
Oh, goodness.
Well, they typically sing, I mean, annually they sing with a holiday concert and a spring concert. But then our choirs also do a one-day school tour where they perform in local schools. We perform in retirement communities. We did a caroling at low residence income housing in December.
What a thrill for those folks to have a children's choir.
Yeah.
Wow.
We sang at a benefit concert at Iowa State just a couple of weeks ago. So they do a lot of performing in the community.
We sang at Stevens for the Close to You when the Carpenters
That's
came.
That's correct.
We did the la-la-la part on stage.
Well, you know, that's interesting if you have the opportunity. And you never know when that crop might crop up because you have touring Broadway companies coming to Stevens. Uh-huh. Yeah. And boy, would the kids enjoy being back up, you know, or involved.
It was a riot. It was really great.
And then you're going to, I'm sure that if you look back over the time the children's choirs have been existent here in Ames, that the kids have gone on to do very well in college vocal groups and choirs. And, you know, you're just talking to a man who, at Luther College, it used to be that all students sang in the Messiah.
Mm.
And our music program was so good, we never had to hire vocalists. Mm. Students did those difficult solos in the Messiah.
Uh-huh.
So I come from a tradition where there's a lot of value placed on music, especially vocal music. So this is an event coming up. It's going to be fantastic. Once again, remind us, Sean, what the time and everything, the concert time is going to be.
It's 7 o'clock p.m. this Friday, April 21st, in Stevens Auditorium.
Well, not this Friday, next Friday.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't come this Friday.
Oh, sorry. Yes, come next Friday.
Now, don't rush it along because I haven't done – don't say that because I haven't done my taxes.
And tickets are still for sale, correct? Do
yes,
we have tickets
please,
available?
Please attend this wonderful event. Friday, April 21st.
And are tickets required? Do you have to get tickets
yes.
from the Stevens Auditorium
yes, you do.
Outlet?
And you can get those in advance. I think the ticket office is open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday or 90 minutes before the performance.
So they can get tickets at the performance or
yes.
prior to it by calling and asking about that at Stevens Auditorium ticket office.
That's correct.
It's going to be great, a Midwest Choir Festival. And man, how many folks are going to be on stage altogether? If you counted everybody, it would be up in what number?
Well, we have 375 singers registered for the event.
It's 375 singers. And the age group, you might remind people what the age group
is. This festival is for 5th through 7th graders, although some of the singers in the guest choirs will be a little more older than that.
Okay. So really, it keeps intact the theme of a children's choir. These are middle school age kids mm-hmm. for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that you have a good response and it's going to be fun to watch. And now that I know about it, I should be there.
Yes, you should.
Yes, please. We can comp you a ticket.
Yeah, you'll be taking attendance.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to call in sick to miss this. So, this is going to be fantastic. My gosh, it's going to be just terrific. The Midwest Children's Choir Festival held at Friday the 21st at Stevens Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, April 21st,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be at 7 p.m., and all these children will be in town to display their marvelous abilities as singers, and we have all kinds of folks who are leading them and directing them who are making sure that they value vocal music and love to perform and fostering a great attitude toward vocalizing and singing. And who knows who might become a star out of that group.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Sean and Christina.
Thank you.
We'll be looking forward to Friday, the 21st of April, Stevens Auditorium, 7 p.m., Midwestern Children's Choir Festival. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks to both of you. For those of you who are just listening in, this is KHOI Community Radio, and we've been speaking with Sean Stevenson, Executive Director of the Ames Children's Choirs, and Dr. Christina Speck, Director and Conductor of Concert Choir. They are telling us about the Midwest Children's Choir Festival to be held in Ames this a week from Friday. April 21st at C.Y. Stevens Auditorium at 7 p.m. And so thank you so much for both being here. And well, we don't have any transition music, so I have to transition into talking about our fun drive. And maybe you
will just... Well, it is our fun drive week here at KHOI. And we are talking about everyone becoming a member of KHOI and supporting us. And this is an opportunity for you to get involved with our community radio station. And by the way, we are unique. Everyone here virtually is a volunteer, and everybody here is here because they love community radio and because they enjoy putting together our programming. And we really hope that those of you out there listening today might consider becoming a member. It's just $55 a year, about 15 cents a day to support KHOI. You can become a friend of KHOI at $250 a year or $20 a month. And there's a special incentive to give to KHOI right now. Several of our loyal listeners have created a $15,000 challenge grant for this fund from the challenge grant. That means that every dollar you pledge earns a second dollar from that challenge grant. And that means your money is going twice as far to support KHOI. So join right now by calling the station here at 515-292-2878. Oh, go online at khoifm.org and touch the donate button. You can also this year text us at 515-200-7758. That's 515-200-7758. You can also wish us a happy 4 3/4 birthday.
Yes. Well, one of the things, though, that's fun about the Fun Drive Week is that we have a chance to mix things up a little bit. I know it's certainly true that with our 24/7 schedule that there are many people who find the program that they like or the programs they like, and that's when they tune in. And they may not try a lot of the others. So, for example, those of you who don't listen to KHOI Previews the Arts, which airs on Thursdays, every other Thursday at noon and 7 p.m., those of you who are used to listening at 7 a.m. may not know about that program. Typically, the program that we just heard would have been that interview would have been done by Carol Horowitz, who is the host of that program, and that's one of our most popular programs. So if you aren't listening to it now, you might be interested because Carol covers the arts in Ames and Des Moines, and so she might cover the Des Moines Ballet or certainly things that are going on at C.Y. Stevens. The Ames Community Theater, and we'll talk about that, what happens with the other community theaters in a minute. But we just wanted to put in a little plug for that, maybe to try it. Paul was pointing out something to me. I would like to just highlight something that we are very proud of here on Local Talk Wednesday, and that is that we like to feature the community theaters in the surrounding communities. We've had a number of interviews with the Boone Community Theater, with Webster City Community Theater, with Ankeny Community Theater, and we occasionally have Jefferson. And, in fact, next week we're going to have our special guest who is playing Theodore Roosevelt in the one-man show Bully over at the Boone Community Theater. So those are some of my favorite programs, and often get so hooked on them that we drive to wherever these theaters are. And let's move on to the next stage in our program. We're going to be talking now mostly about poetry, partly to feature the Pantorium session coming up tonight, because as you know, since Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize, everyone who didn't know it already is alerted to the fact that song lyrics are poetry. And the other side of that is that poetry is also music. And so we are very proud that KHOI not only will have one of the Pantorium sessions devoted to poetry, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but that we typically feature poetry in our regular schedule. We have a regular weekly a poetry show, Firsthand Poetry, by Brent Brinkmeyer, described as in our brochure as delving deep into the lives of poets and their poetry with the goal of cultivating conversation and understanding among the poetically inclined and curious. And that's Wednesday evenings from 8:30 to 9. And tonight, after you listen in to our live poetry from 7 to 8, you can stay tuned and hear Brent Brinkmeyer. Tonight, our three poets will be Jennifer Knox, known to many Local Talk listeners as the originator of the Bird of Mouth. And we've heard not her poetry. She usually reads some of the poetry that's been submitted to the crowdsourced Bird of Mouth poem. Which, as you know, features a different bird each month. But she will be joined by two other award-winning poets, Ned Balbo and Heather Dare Smith. And we invite you to come and meet them both tonight. Greta Anderson, who arranged this program, is extremely enthusiastic. I think they're going to be doing some round-robin readings. So there's going to be an interactive poetry program.
That's tonight, Susan, at 7 to 8, right here at the Pantorium, right?
That's right. It is.
Now, you know, we've featured many other local poets of all types on other shows. We had Mary Richards. We had Mark Wiederlichner at Community Bookshelf this week talking about how the natural world inspires poetry. And earlier this year, we had several poets from the annual collection of Lyrical Iowa, including three schoolchildren. Now, that was a charming program.
I think only KHOI repeatedly features serious children's poetry on various programs. And this is another reason for supporting us. And so I'll have a shameless pitch right now. If you value this unique place to listen to poetry on the air, all kinds, and suit the style you like, why think about becoming a member if you aren't already, increasing your membership if you are a member, renewing it if you are not a sustaining member, and incidentally, you can become a sustaining member so you don't have to remember to renew it every year. You can do that by calling 515-292-2878, going online to khoifm.org and pressing the donate button, or the new way we can donate now is by text. I haven't tried that, and I know you haven't.
No, I'm not a texter. I'm not a texter.
All you have to do is text the amount you wish to donate, and then you will receive information back to your phone and just follow the simple instructions.
Oh. That's our engineer, Becca, who is so knowledgeable. She fills in all the holes we leave.
Yes. And that text number is 515-200-200-7758. We were talking about children's poetry, and we have a very unusual little feature now. There was an amazing evening at Sawyer School called Sawyer Speaks, Spoken Word Poetry Program. And this was put together by school counselor Riley Drake, Nicole Coronado, fourth grade classroom teacher, and Natalie Stowe, special education teacher. And I'll let the teachers describe the purpose of the poetry and introduce the young poets and activists.
Good evening. My name is Riley Drake, and I am a co-organizer of Sawyer Speaks. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight and supporting our youth in the 2016-2017 Sawyer Speaks Spoken Word Poetry Program. This is our inaugural showcase, and along with my co-organizers, Nicole Coronado and Natalie Stowe, I am thrilled to see so many people actively engaged in showing love for our students. In Sawyer Speaks, we believe that youth voices are powerful and they need to be uplifted. Our mission is to support and empower students on their journey to finding their voices as community-based activists and accomplices in active solidarity with one another. Our vision is to create a movement for brave youth voices to no longer whisper from the margins, but to roar in the center of the discourse for change, fighting illiteracy, discrimination, and silence, so youth are recognized as powerful agents for justice. The ideas and opinions expressed in these poems belong to the poets. Sawyer Speaks thrives on providing young people safe and brave spaces to share their truth. We encourage them to use the stage as a platform to get free. Thank you for supporting them. And poets, this night is for you. You all have opened our hearts in ways that we didn't think were possible. Your words, your voices, your truth. You are brilliant. You are brave. You are the brightest stars in the night sky. Now let's set those stars on fire. Tonight, this is your stage.
From a whisper to a roar, we're here to what?
See!
What?
See!
What?
See!
Round! So our first performer, this young lady, has been an influence in my life. She is everything I want to be when I grow up. She is a young... You notice how only the kids laughed at that? She is a true inspiration. She has beautiful, full pieces. She has... So, Marion, do you want to welcome to the stage...
Kaylin
Phillips.
I'm a weapon. Don't come close to me because you will regret it. Don't come close to me because I have said it. I'm a weapon that will stop at nothing to prove a point, to get the word out, to stop something bad. I'm a weapon that can't face its fears, but it can shove its fears aside so it can do what it has to. This is no literal weapon, but this is a weapon that has a mind that is its gun, and thoughts are its bullets. This weapon has a mouth that is its blades. This weapon has a mind that is its gun, and thoughts are its bullets. This weapon has a mouth that is its knife, and words are its blade. This weapon may mean nothing to you now, but later this weapon will be thanked.
Should have had the metal detectors up, am I right? Okay, that was beautiful. Thank you, that was a strong start. Give it up for Kaylin as a weapon. Okay, so we're gonna move on to our next poet. Again, much like Kaylin, this is a young, beautiful, shining star who writes full pieces, incredibly well thought out pieces. Marion, do you wanna give a big shout out to our next poet coming up on the stage?
Manav.
Manav.
I speak for who? I speak for who? I've never known which world I was a part of. My identity is lost, rather stolen. Every single day I jump into a world thinking I'll be a part of. When I get there, I have a feeling that I might be my world. What'll be the other half I've looked for my whole life? The other better side. The one I've bombed, the one I've made an explosion. I can never be back. I speak for the world that died, rather murdered. My identity is lost in the dark sky, the one I've always been afraid to enter, to make the part of me the other one. Oh, I had hatred for every single part of it, the core of it. I was never a part of you, and you were never a part of me. My body is split into four sides. Each one is thrown into another one. How do I find them? I don't know that, but I know I never will. Now the world has changed, every human to a devil, every life to death. When a war is over, nothing looks the same. The war has changed the world to ashes. These ashes get thrown into a hole, buried. Over the years, the blood will break itself out, becoming hatred, all the hatred that you feel now. Have you ever thought of that hatred? People say science, but science doesn't prove when, why, and how we were made. science only proves that each and every one of you is a hero, but we all have a dark point that stops us.
I tried to warn you. That was some heavy content. That was a lot of... We've had some heavy content, some war metaphors, some war imagery. But up next to the stage, I know we got something pretty funny. So let's go ahead and give up a lot of energy to this young man who's always trying my patience and my heart always hurting me. Go ahead and give it up for...
Robert Diggs.
Robert Diggs!
My name is Robert, a.k.a. the chef. I cook up a mess because I'm the chef and a ref. I'm handsome and funny and good at running. I have a bunny, not really, and I keep it in my tummy. I am kind and like to have a good time. I make my friends laugh, and I almost cry sitting on my mom's lap. I smile, and people can feel it from a mile. I am charismatic, and I did. And did I tell you guys I was a rhyming fanatic? Thanks for taking your time to listen to my rhyme. I hope you have a good time.
Can we give a big round of applause and maybe some chants, some whoops, some what?
For John.
For John!
If I ruled the world would accept me and everyone who wanted to live in it. The world, I would have the invincible armor that no one could create or destroy. The world would be around us, everyone would live in it, and everyone would want to be a part of it. It would be a nice place that everyone wants to be in. Everyone could be in it if they wanted, and if they wanted to, they could live in it.
Made it a choice. He's like, if you want it, you can live in my world. Up next, we have another student who's known for her shenanigans. So can we give a big round of applause to our next poet?
Annie Brown.
Annie!
My smile is as big as the world. Each and every smile on the earth, the whole world smiles. Some ready to see the world they live in. The land is so dry, the sea is so wet, as the colors are green and blue. The clouds are like cotton candy, fluffy and dull. Sometimes I wonder, what would they do if they knew what happened?
I don't know about you guys, but I love a poem that leaves me, like, on a question. Moving on, we've got our first and only group piece of the night. Woo! Dominique and Brandon!
To the teachers all across the world, you need to give us a chance to let us speak. If we don't get to use our voices, we might not even want to use it. You speak to us, but we can't speak back. It's like getting held back from shooting hoops, and just because you're older than us, you can shoot.
We know you're trying to do your job, and we respect that. But just like you, we have the urge to talk and about sophisticated things. Let us speak. We need respect.
Let
us
speak. Well, now that they've had their time to speak, we have another young, beautiful poet to the stage. Can we give a huge, huge round of applause? Big, big whoop, 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 whoop.
For Alexis Davis.
Alexis!
Mothers are supposed to be there whenever you need them, but you don't understand. You can't even follow the contract that the lawyer gave you. You tell me that everything's going to be okay, but how am I supposed to believe you? People can't trust you. How are they supposed to? You keep sending me these things. You keep sending me these things, trying to make up the past, but it will never work. My sisters, Allie and Autumn, they don't know, but if they did, they would be on their knees crying tears that you made. You will never make happy tears, never in a million years. You will never make nothing in the deep, dark world.
Can we give a soft and beautiful round of applause for that beautiful piece that was just shared with us? We're going to move on to a lovely, beautiful, young student. Baby!
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Sawyer School.
Yeah.
And those kids reciting poetry had a marvelous, spontaneous feel to that whole segment.
Yes. Yes. Well, that was amazing. And I'd like to give a shout out to Ron Carson, who recorded that and edited it. So the sound was really clear. And I know that didn't come easy. Ron also sets up for the Pantorium session, so that he's a very valuable person around here. And another reason, if you appreciate what's happening here, to donate during our spring fund drive to the correct phone number now is 515-592-2878. Yes.
Right, yes.
515-292-2878 or text at 515-200-7758 or go online at khoifm.org and press the donate button. And I think it's time to remind you about the Pantorium session tonight. I hope you'll hear some more reminders with a little more information during the day. This is poetry tonight, and it should be really some lovely poetry. You've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. We've been your hosts, Susan Franzen and Paul Wearson. Voices you heard were Leanne Harter, Sean Stevenson, Dr. Christina Sveck, Riley Drake, Nicole Coronado, and Natalie Stowe, and the students from Sawyer Speaks.
Local Talk will be rebroadcast at noon, but tonight at 7 p.m., you can come down to the Pantorium to hear award-winning poets Jennifer Knox, Ned Balbo, and Heather Dare Smith. That's live, too, on radio here.
That's right.
And you can listen to today's Local Talk show and any of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org. There you will find also information about our guests, along with relevant links to today's stories. That's khoifm.org. And you can like us on Facebook and get updates on all of our show postings on your news feed.
Local Talk was engineered by Rebecca Reuter. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Other music you heard was Sound the Trumpet by Henry Purcell, sung by the Midwestern Children's Festival Choir in 2015.
Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a show. And if you would like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 292-2878 or contact us through our website, khoifm.org.
If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. Remember, your participation as listener and your generous contributions are what make KHOI possible. Thanks for listening and
see you again on the radio.
KHOI is funded in part by the Ames Chamber of Commerce. Find job opportunities throughout Ames and Story County at workinames.com. Again, that's workinames.com.
Support for KHOI comes from ISU Theater, presenting The Tempest, Shakespeare's fantastical tale of deception, revenge, and redemption, April 20th through 23rd at Fisher Theater in Ames. Tickets and more information at theater.iastate.edu.